Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Time for our daily tech and business report. Today we're joined by Bloomberg's Brody Ford. Salesforce's new technology is also ushering in a new way to pay for it. The company is charging customers a per-use fee for some of its AI agents. Brody, why change it up now?
I'd like to zoom out a little bit. We think about buying computer programs. You know, back in the 2000s, you bought the disks and you just owned it forever. That program was yours. And today what we're used to more is paying for subscriptions, almost like it's a gym membership. You know, you pay 10 bucks a month for Spotify or whatever. With generative AI, increasingly things are being charged based on how much you use it, right? In Salesforce's case, if you build an AI agent with their technology, now it's going to be 10 cents every time it does something for you. Every time it, you know, goes and scans through your email for you and generates something, or every time that it reaches out to somebody on your behalf. And it's interesting the way that this new technology appears to be changing the way that we're going to be paying for more things.
Well, obviously this must be benefiting Salesforce, otherwise they wouldn't change it.
Yeah, I mean, certainly I'm sure it's going to be good for them financially. I think what's really fueling it is that these AI technologies are pretty expensive to run. They use a lot of computing power. And so generally, every time you use it, it's dinging somebody's servers more than every time you would use a program like, email or texting. You know, it's a much higher need computation-wise and financially. So that's why they kind of charge it on a per-use basis to make sure that the costs scale with how much is being used.
Do you think that consumers, users are going to be okay with this? Because it sort of on the surface feels like you're ordering a la carte as opposed to just a Happy Meal.
The argument that software vendors make, and this isn't Salesforce alone or OpenAI alone, it's that you're going to use it and pay for how much value you get out of it. Because they're pitching it as generative AI replaces tasks you would need to do manually. So in theory, if you know, you would have to pay someone in a call center however much an hour to answer customer inquiries, but now you're paying, you know, 10 cents an inquiry. This is a clear ROI. That's the way that the companies market it. Are we going to find that when using this technology, the costs spiral in an unpredictable way? That is certainly possible.
I feel like it also allows them to adjust the pricing quicker if they needed to.
Probably. I think there will likely still be an element of, okay, I'm going to commit to this much spending at this token price. But you're right that it's pretty uncharted waters right now in terms of pricing for this new technology. If you look at what a lot of these large language models cost, the kind of per-use fee, it varies a lot and it's changing constantly. So far, the trajectory has been downward to their credit. I mean, these things are getting cheaper all the time, but it is not a moment where you can, you know, Microsoft Word was whatever, $100 for 20 years. We are not in that kind of era of stability anymore.
Wow. Yeah, I remember when you would go and buy a program and it was like, yay, this is mine. And then eventually you had to update it and update it and update it. And it was like, okay, well, I just got to get the new one then.
Yeah, exactly. No, and those days have been behind us for a while. I mean, most of the big companies, again, whether it's Apple or Adobe Photoshop, they've been paying on that subscription-based. I'm sure some people listening here will say that they still have their disc version and they're never going to go pay these subscriptions. Fair enough. I just think that we're going to go into an even further level of pricing disruption with this consumption. Right now, it's for businesses. I would expect this to become more common with consumer products in the near future.
Wow, that is the future to come. Brody, thanks so much for the reporting. That is Bloomberg's Brody Ford. You can hear our tech and business reports weekdays at 12:30 here on KCBS. And for more, tune in to Bloomberg Technology weekdays at 8 a.m.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.